The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Baby making isn't simple, and trust me, I know from experience. There is also a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant.
We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancy, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Free to Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find your Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
So we are back, Two Teas in a Pod. And finally, Tamara is back with me. We were just discussing her belly button and she's put me in a bad place right from the start.
Oh my God, you haven't even seen it yet.
No, but you need to explain to them what's happening.
Well, let me explain the whole story. Like, I'll give
but
you
I'd like
points.
You to start with the belly button.
I had that somewhere in the middle. Somewhere in the middle, girl. So literally 10, 11 years ago, I had a hernia that became an incarcerated hernia. Basically means my intestines started growing through the hernia into the side of my wall, killing my intestines. Almost killed me, emergency surgery, sliced me down the middle through my belly button, saved my life, 6-hour surgery, didn't care how he sewed me up because it was a trauma doctor. Mm-hmm. It never bothered me that I didn't really have a belly button. I talked to my normal doctor, Ambe, he says, I ain't touching you. So much went down, I am not touching you. So ironically, I was in two months ago, getting Botox at Dr. Ambe's office. And Cheryl said, hey, I want you to meet his new associate, Dr. Molds. And I said, oh, okay. Talk to him. And we were talking about skincare and stuff like that. And something was brought up about a hernia. So I said, I had the worst case ever and I have no belly button. He goes, what do you mean you have no belly button? Let me see. So I showed him and he said, oh, that's really interesting. They cut right through it. And I said, yeah, now I'm starting to get a bulge over here. He goes, send me your medical records. And I said, oh, I can get them from 10 years ago. And then next thing I know, He's like, I can totally do this. I could fix this for you and da, 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 da. And I'm like, okay, let's do this. Well, I've had abdominal surgery before. I know how painful it is. And he told me, he says, this will be a 5 to 6 hour surgery because we have to completely open you up to get rid of all that scar tissue. Then we have to do this. So I almost backed out. Like, I'm like, I just, you know what? Who cares? That belly button, don't care.
Yeah.
And last minute, I didn't back out. He opened me up. He said it was like a war zone. He had to take off all the scar tissue. It was my entire stomach wall because I have mesh in there. Mesh is way below that though. And then guess what he found?
What?
Another hernia where my insides were starting to push through the hernia.
How does one get a hernia, by the way?
Well, you know how I got mine, which was bizarre. 12 years ago, I went to go get my tubes tied and they do it laparoscopic where they blow air in or whatever they put in there. Well, the doctor like days, week later said, you know, so weird. Every time I do it, the air would disappear. Like we, and I'm like, what? He goes, she goes, I almost said, we're not doing this. Well, it blew a hole through my weak stomach wall from probably having four kids. You have four kids, your stomach wall gets weak. So went in there. It was just, I didn't know what was going on. A few days later, like, I'm like, oh my God, I'm having so much pain. My stomach was swelling up. Within 2 months, I was literally on the floor. 911 picked me up, like shots of morphine to get to the hospital. It was one of the worst feelings ever. Well, now the cosmetic part was making a new belly button. He said, first of all, your belly button was smashed to the side. So it was over to the right or the left, or I don't know what he said, and it's too low. So he's like, I have to make you a brand new one. So he made me a brand new belly button.
All I want for the new year is a brand new belly button.
And then there was the, I have to, not yet now because it's too sensitive. It's like a little silicone plug. And I have to put it in there.
Wow. Hold on. You have to put it in yourself?
Well, it doesn't, like, it just sits in there.
Like a retainer, but for your belly button?
For your belly button. He says, because I'm a tiny girl and I don't have to get some depth in there because there's not a lot of fat on my stomach. But I'm not going to lie. I did have extra skin taken off. So this was like repair work, tummy tuck. And thank God that I had it done because I would have never known I had that.
What's the scarring like right now? Because I was looking on my Instagram and there's a lot of questions about like my neck lift recovery, what your recovery's been like from this. So what is your current scar situation?
It is about that. It's hip to hip.
Hip to hip?
Yep.
Like at this point, is it like a purple?
No. I'm like, where's the scar? Where's the scar? He goes... And he said, yeah, I had to cut you vertically too, because I had some another area he had to repair. I'm telling you, I was a mess. He thought the blood supply was going to die in a certain part of my skin because of this, all the scar tissue and shit that was in there. I'm not, because I am very fair and freckled, which I hate. I don't really scar that bad, but he does all the extensions.
Which you still have in, by the way. Oh, they made it through.
Hanging in there. All the stitches are internal. It is literally like a tiny little pin mark. That's it.
Now I need more pictures. It's really been a bummer for me, you guys, because I realized that Tamara's been in a lot of pain. However, I am on like five different group texts that Tamara's a part of that Tamara has just gone rogue. There's no responding. There's nothing because she's been in so much pain. Normally, Tam and I, we're like head to head. We're like in on the back and forth. And I'm like, where's Tam? I'm having withdrawals. I'm just having these opinions on my own. Just like, I'm like kicking rocks by myself.
I'm literally like, you would think like in my mind part, I'm like, okay, I got this recliner. I'm going to recline. I'm going to get on my computer. My eyes have even been screwed up because I'm so tired. Maybe it's the pain pills. I don't know. But I'm just like, I don't want to look at my phone. It tires my eyes out. I figured I'd be like online shopping. Nothing. I'm usually on the MLS every single day looking at the market. Nothing. I just literally laid there.
Yeah.
Got up. Did.
And then the little times that we did talk, I'd be like, oh, this happened. We would talk about stuff. And then the next time we talked, she'd be like, what?
I know. I was like,
we talked about this.
Well, I went back and I had gotten a text message who I want to have on the show. His name is Scott Cruz. He's a psychic medium. And he was on Orange County, and he just randomly texts me and he said, I saw you had surgery. I hope you're okay. And he says, your grandmother, my grandmother always comes through, says, you have her to thank for that. And I said, oh, really interesting. Cause my grandmother, who I'm a lot alike, she died from intestinal issues.
Oh my gosh.
So it wasn't even in my mind. Like I had given, like I'm 55. Who gives a shit if I have a belly button? I was concerned about the bulge and I was going to have it like ultrasound and all that stuff done. But yeah, he said it was her pushing. I'm like,
I don't necessarily always like believe in a psychic situation. However, when I was in Orange County over New Year's, I may have told you this, but I was texting with you and Eddie, but really it just meant I was texting with Eddie because you were not responding. But it was like, how's Tam? What's going on? And then I was like, oh, by the way, I'm in Orange County. Do you guys need anything? He's like, no. I'm like, well, anyways, you know, a massage therapist. And he's like, yes, sends me this woman's number, Mahela.
Mahela.
And I'm not kidding you guys. My life has changed.
Isn't she amazing?
She spent 3 hours working on me, charged me the same amount as anybody that would do like a regular hour massage. But she goes in and she says this thing to me. She, you know, after she works with me, I tell her nothing about myself. She doesn't know my history. Yep. She doesn't know my parents. She doesn't know that I was on a television show. She just knows that I'm friends with Eddie because I said Eddie referred me. And doesn't like kind of puts her hands over the scars on my right side. And then she goes, I just have to ask before I continue on. Do you have any other injuries on the right side of your body other than these scars? And I'm like, oh, well, this is new. It's skin cancer stuff. And she's like, yeah, but anything else? I'm like, I actually have torn my rotator cuff on my right hand side. I have hip issues on my right side and my right groin, like from riding horses. I said, and then I broke my right ankle 2 years ago. And she's like,
Jesus,
all of your anger and resentment you're holding in your right side. It's hot compared to your left.
Oh, that gives me chills.
And I was like, she's like, you don't understand the difference. I can feel it in your body from your right to your left. She's like, so whatever it is. And like, she kind of started talking. Like, I didn't know. It honestly felt like therapy. She started talking about different things in my life. And then she like would press on it.
Well,
and then
she's a healer for sure. She's
then
like,
I started crying. She brought something up about my mom. I start crying.
Yep.
And then she's like, there it is. We'll work through it. I was like,
a lot of people, for two reasons, she'll make cry. One is just an emotional, like just soothingly, like talking to them and touching on things that she could feel in their body. And also, she doesn't go easy on you.
No, that's what she said. She goes, and then after, you know, she came
digging
it. Like, yeah. And then she's like doing the fascia and all that kind of stuff.
She scraped you.
Oh, she scraped me. And now I'm having to scrape myself is a big doozy of a stitch. I'm like such a wimp on doing it myself. But then we got to talking. I told her about myself and I said, you know, I work with Tamara. And she goes, do you want to know the thing about you and Tamara that makes you so similar? And I was like, what? And she's like, both of you fight back pain in a different way than what I'm used to. She's like, both of you keep your face as if you're not feeling any pain.
Yep.
No matter how deep, no matter how, I know I'm killing you right now.
Yeah. Oh, and no, I'm going to actually start crying. She would say to me, yell at me, tell me to stop, do something. I'm like, nope, go, go. And my daughter's like that too.
And I was like, I don't even know that I'm doing that. And she's like, you don't understand. She's like, if I brought your husband up here right now and tried to do what I'm doing to you right now to him, he would be yelping.
We could hear people because she used to work at Cut Fitness on Friday. She would come in and we would hear people screaming in there, you know, and it's not like she's hurting them. She knows what she's doing and she's helped so many people.
But you're releasing.
Releasing that needed rotator cuff surgery that ended up working with her and then suddenly didn't need it anymore. So, yeah, she's freaking amazing. Eddie used to get 5 hour massages and she'll go like 3 hours on you. And then
she does want to see Eddie. She said, I haven't seen Eddie in a little bit. And I do. And I miss him.
Yeah. No, she'll be over.
And
here.
She said he has the kindest heart of anybody that she knows. And I was like, that's pretty big because I can't say that about anybody I know.
Everybody tells me that. I just went in to get my tube taken out at Dr. Mold's. And he said, I have to tell you, Eddie has like this infectious like laugh and he just makes you know. I said, I don't care. I hear it from everybody.
You're like, enough already.
Enough. Let's talk about me.
Anyways, back to me.
I'm the star.
I'm the star of this show. Okay, so I'm going to go straight to Instagram. A couple people are a little bit worked up because you were not here last week. So I did it with Brandy and with Justin, which I mean, not to toot our horn, but we still hit number one both episodes.
I know. And I said, I sent out a thing saying I was very proud of you.
I know. But that's how I know that Tamara's a good person. She messaged me like, proud of you. Like, you guys crush it. Can't wait to be back. But they want to know what your thoughts are on Lisa Rinna leaving.
I think she'll be back. I think after 8 years of being on one television show is a huge success. And that's something that I would tell myself back then, you know, 12 years is a long time. There's rumors that she was let go. There was rumors that she wasn't let go. I don't know how the show was going to do without her, but anytime you lose a long, you know, an OG. I don't know if she was actually from the beginning, but you lose a big part of the show. So it's going to be interesting to see how things move on. And I think she's going to be back. And I think Andy's already said that.
Andy said on Radio Andy gave Lisa Rinna her flowers after 8 seasons on Beverly Hills and hopes this is just a pause before she returns. So essentially he confirms that she left, not got fired.
Yeah. He also did another interview. I think it was the same thing on his radio show and said he was talking about, you know, my perspective on when I was let go. Of course, at first it didn't feel great, but I ultimately said, like, I needed it. 12 years of doing this, I needed just some space, some time to breathe and see things, life in a different light and come back, you know, fresh. And I did. I definitely think it helped. So sorry, all you OGs, you might be getting fired soon.
Sorry, it's all coming around. The next one is from Shelby. She wants to know that I'm happy to be co-hosting with Tamara again. Okay, you guys, the only reason this podcast exists is because my and Tamara's relationship and how we immediately connected. So that's why we are in a position where we can go out and find other people. And you guys are such avid listeners and you bring us life that I can bring in other people. And so can Tam, and the podcast can still continue on and be good. I'm proud of that too. So it's like, one, I'm so proud of our friendship and the fact that we can like get into it and then still, if one of us needs to be like, hey, I need a little break right here, the other fills in, and there's no skipping a beat. It's like,
there's one thing that we have to shake on.
What?
We cannot have another housewife come in and co-host with the first name starting with a T ever, just in case that person's really good in the future.
Well, hold on. Taylor Armstrong posted something about us and then said 3 T's in a pod or something like that. And everybody's like, hold on, what? Like, I was like, oh my, but I don't think there's that many T's. I'm trying to think of all the T's.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken, Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two, Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So the next one is... our thoughts on the cast of season 4 Girls Trip.
Okay, there's a lot of mixed
emotions and feelings
about that.
I'm going to read through them. Bravo and Peacock confirmed. It's Vicky Gunvalson, Gretchen Rossi, Brandi Glanville, Camille Grammer, Phaedra Parks, Eva Marcel, Alex McCord, and Caroline Manzo.
Right.
I believe they also said, like, or I don't know if there's rumblings of this, but it's all over the internet that it's in Morocco and it's going to be longer than
the
others.
I think they already confirmed that.
Yeah.
Now that it was, well, it's going to have to be. I mean, it's going to take a hot minute to get to Morocco. So traveling time.
So
a lot of people are upset because there's 4 returning cast members.
Yeah.
And they don't understand. It was one of my questions too. I've asked a few people and never really gotten a response. I'm only, this is me speculating. I felt like, okay, the ex-wife's club, which was season two that I was on, did very, very well number wise. I don't know what those numbers are, but they did very well. So obviously they thought, well, let's do it again. And we'll keep the one because me, myself, Jill, Dorinda are all going off to housewife shows. So the people that don't.
Oh my gosh, that's who was missing. I couldn't figure it out. It's Jill. I was like, there's somebody else. Okay, so Dorinda's off, Jill's off, you're off, and Taylor's off.
Yes, because we're all on the other, either Legacy or Orange County, or, you know, we're back. So it doesn't make any sense anymore. I mean, when I got the ex-wives club, I thought, oh, well, there, here's the nail in my coffin.
Yeah. But no, but then really you're so good on that. I think that that was a big reason of why you are back, is everybody
who
remembers.
Who knows? Who really knows? But I think maybe they're going to make like a series out of it. I think
out
they're
the
going to do.
Yeah.
I think they're going to push a couple of them a year, and this is just me speculating. They're going to probably do two different types, maybe with new cast members from different franchises. But I think they're going to continue the ex-wives club just because it's so soon to bring back a past cast.
Yeah. Well,
it's so soon.
As I look through this cast, I start thinking about the terror of like some of the people in this group. I'm like
terror how?
Well, I'm just starting to think about the relationships here. So I'm really dissecting. I don't know anything about Vicky and Gretchen's relationship. I didn't watch then. I do want to know, which this is not my original joke. I saw it on the World Wide Web. But if Gretchen's going to bring her nose to the girls' trip.
Oh, Lord. I saw
she
that
too. Always face tunes it out.
Yeah. Careful, sweetie. There's no face tune.
You're back in reality here. So,
I don't know. I don't really know where their relationship sits. Like I haven't seen the girl talk to the girl in 10 years or longer. I have no idea. Don't follow her. So don't know. Vicky never talks about her. They had a very up and down relationship.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting to see. And I'm sure she has a lot of fans that want to see her back. It's been a hot minute. She's had a baby since then. So,
and then we get to Brandy and Camille. I would think it's going to be difficult for Camille. Her mother just passed away.
Yeah.
And I think whenever you're mourning in general, it's a very hard time to be on Housewives or on Girls Trip, or like you're going through shit already on your own. That's not going to probably portray, like your grief isn't going to, you know, whatever. And then her and Brandy already have issues. And I got to be honest, like I love Brandy. But if I had to go at it with either Camille or Brandy, I'd rather go at it with Camille than Brandy. Like Brandy's really? Can be scary. Yes.
I think because I've become so close to Brandy, I know how she works and I'm not afraid of her at all. But I don't know Camille very well. I know we share a birthday.
She backs down every time and then blames other people. It's like,
oh no. See, I would rather fight with a fighter than a victim.
Yeah. So
are you doing this to me? Why is everybody doing this? I mean, no, it's not that everybody's doing it to you, bitch.
She flops back and forth, which is what irritates me. I hope she comes on and she brings it because it's a shorter period of time that she doesn't worry about, you know, like the audience. She just goes in and it's her true self, which will cause fights.
Yeah.
Phaedra and Eva, who I think are awesome to watch, but I also don't think are huge in the drama. Like, I love them.
No.
They're funny. Their confessionals are great. But I don't think they're big fighters.
No, not at all. Eva was, she has some great one-liners and she sets people straight. She never really gets overly animated, but she's really good with her words. Like,
she's smart. She's been doing this half of her life.
Yeah. Interviews are great. Phaedra, Peacekeeper. And her interviews are hilarious.
Hilarious. She's kind of, to me, Phaedra's kind of like the narrator of Girls Trip.
Yep. Exactly. That's exactly a good way to put it.
And then we throw in a Caroline Manzo, which I'm curious if she'll go the direction of Jill or go the direction of like.
Jill, what do you mean, Jill?
Like if she's going to go in and be like.
Oh, or she's going to.
Well, I mean, I'm thirsty too, but I mean, like, is she going to go in and just be like trying to pitch things, or is she going to go
mean, like the mother bear, like the very motherly? Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I've only met Caroline a few times, actually gone to dinner with her before. Love her. Saw her at RoboCon. So sweet. I know. So nice. Remember, I think you were with
her. She was the only person I was scared. My only interview I got scared in during RoboCon.
Really?
Because she just looked at me like there was something in her eyes. Like she was like,
yeah.
And I was like, sorry. Like, because if you don't know the history and you're just kind of like going through notes, like I don't know her history to the point I should. So I have to do some Caroline Manzo research before we recap Girls Trip.
I think she's very sweet. I don't think I'd want to cross her. I'm thinking that her and Vicky, they could either really get along or not get along at all, because they're both very strong personalities.
Do you think Vicky's going to be able to go and have fun without you?
Yeah, I think that she, you know, she warmed up with, well, Girls Trip that we did together was a bad time. She had just gotten over COVID. Her and Steve just broke up. She was really still sick. She got like a secondary infection from COVID. So she wasn't in a great place. And then she jumped over to OC. It's been a pretty good couple of years for her, from Girls Trip, then OC, and now she's doing the next Girls Trip. I think she's kind of got back into the groove. Vicky, as she's gotten older, is not much of a fighter.
She's effortlessly a fighter because she just says offensive things without even knowing it.
Well, she says offensive things, but she's, when fights start breaking out or whatever,
she'll pull back.
She'll be like, okay, girls, can't we just get along? That kind of thing. So I don't know.
Who do you think her best friend will be on the trip?
I don't know. I think she's scared. She's been texting me a lot just about, you know, going back and me not being there. And
I hope she really connects with Caroline Manzo. I don't know that much, but I hope that they have some sort of like
my. Well, I'll tell you what, my last text message to her was just that. I said, yeah, but you have Caroline Manzo. She's really sweet. And she put a thumbs up.
Sweet was the word you came up with?
I think she's sweet. I don't know her that well.
She's not
one of those that will go and lie and say mean things and talk about your business and call your husband gay. You know what I mean? She's not that type of a person.
Oh, or, you know, what was it? That you're just always been a fat girl desperate to be friends with the popular people?
Yeah, she's not low like that.
Yeah. So. Well, I do appreciate someone that's going to be straightforward and come with you as they are versus trying to like hit below the belt and
or play victim. Deep,
yeah. And, mm-hmm. and get your deepest, like darkest insecurities and hope that you crumble with it. But
I have a question. One question. Yes. Have you spoke to Lisa Rinna since all this?
Oh yeah. You missed the, when I was with Justin, I had talked to her before and I think she's good. I think that, you know, it was something that she knows, like, it was a good thing for a while it was. And now it's something that, like, I'm going to focus on the positive. I think, as Andy said, she's worked since she was, whatever it was, 18 in Hollywood. She's going to find another job. She'll have no problem doing that. And if she ends up wanting to come back, I think she can.
Right.
And I think it was the paparazzi video of Erica Jane walking out of the Marshalls honestly sent me. Did you see?
I did.
I was like, oh my gosh. Okay. So she's walking out of Marshalls and they're like, what do you think about Rinna being gone? And she's, you know, obviously she's like, well, she's the GOAT, love her, blah, blah, blah. But it's just the fact that the setting of wherever TMZ or whomever it was videoing in the location, she pretty much said Ren is the GOAT and she is going to be missed. And I agree. I think a lot of these other women are going to have to step up. Other than that, announcing that they are no longer returning to Beverly Hills is Diana Jenkins.
I mean, was that a shock?
It was absolutely no shock to me.
Or was that a given?
Well, she wrote on her Instagram, which now I can unfollow.
I did too yesterday.
I was waiting till today so I could read it on the pod just to stay current, but now I no longer need to be a part of this journey. I am happy for her that she's pregnant. Congratulations. Yeah. Hi, everybody. As so many of you know, Asher and I are expecting our second child later this year. You also know that due to many factors, this pregnancy is considered to be high risk, and I'm on doctor's advised bed rest. To that end, I'm not able to devote myself fully to filming the next season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I would like to thank Bravo and Evolution for allowing me to focus on my pregnancy and for their support and understanding. I promise to continue sharing my fertility journey with you. I do wish her the best. I've been through a fertility journey. I would 100% understand not wanting to be on television during that time. I also understand that we don't necessarily need her on that show.
It was, nothing bad about her. It just wasn't a good
thing. And then I also saw an interview from Sutton where Sutton pretty much is like, you know, I hope that Lisa Rinna will take this time to reflect, which was a little bit of shade.
Oh, boy.
You know, that's a little bit of, when you say, like, I hope she takes this time to reflect and come back a better person.
Wait, Lisa Vanderpump said that?
No!
Sutton said that. Oh, Sutton.
Yeah.
I also heard that possibly Garcelle said something, too.
Well, no. I don't know that she said anything, but she made that video where... let's hear
still what, standing, right?
Yeah. She's something standing. Like still standing. But it's also part of that, like, makes me sad when, you know, there was actual real relationships prior.
Yeah.
I mean, the way I kind of feel about it is, why kick somebody when they're down? Clearly you're on another season. You're a fan favorite right now. Yeah. People love you. You're good for the show, but now you're going to have to get dirty.
I had somebody, I'm not going to say their name. Somebody that was on the show that was fired years before me and did like a whole toast, the two of them, ding dong, the witch is dead and all this stuff. And I'm like, who the f*** takes your time?
Hold on. Ding dong was not a Vanderpump original?
I don't think so. My whole thing is like, I'm not going to get on social media and make nasty comments and do things like that if no one's paying me.
Yeah, no, I got to be getting paid. At the end of the day, pay me. Other housewife headlines, Jen Shaw sentencing. She has a lavish Italian dinner party for 20. Not shocked by this. Whitney Rose says, so I did get refollowed after her ride or die was sentenced yesterday. Wild. And then you see Heather Gay following Whitney Rose again. And then Whitney saying on Watch What Happens Live.
Ballsy.
Season 3 of Salt Lake was a lot and very heavy. Wrapping it was such a fun show. It was the perfect send-off to a difficult season. The darkness is gone. Lightness is upon us.
Yeah. So, I think she was just saying that.
You always mean whatever it is that you do. Like,
right. But do you mean to hurt somebody else is the other? Like, are you doing it to diss somebody
better
else?
Yourself? Or...
Right. Or were you just... It's not even self-aware, thoughtless, that you said something like that.
Also, I do want to let you know that Heather Gay has confirmed she no longer wants to come on Two Teas in a Pod.
Well, shit, damn.
We'll win her back. So I wanted to respond. So you're saying there's a chance.
Why? I don't hate her.
I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, like we said a million times, we're just talking about what we see on TV. And don't take it personally.
Don't get upset.
I know.
Get upset.
Your whole right side of your body. You're going to get
all
hot.
Yeah, you're going to turn into me. Your hot right side of your body. You're going to have your own issues.
Teddy Joe's only hot on one side.
I know my left side's disgusting.
Your right side's on fire. Mahala.
Real Housewives of Potomac star Ashley Darby confirms she and Summer House alum Luke have split. She alludes that it's because of a difficult relationship with Michael Darby. I think that, yes, when you're in the middle of trying to get divorced or separated or getting back together, or whatever it is that it's going to end up happening with those two, I do think it's hard to be in a public relationship, let alone a private one. I'm assuming it just a lot happened.
I don't know why I don't care about this.
I know. You don't care really because you don't know about Michael Darby from before, so you don't care.
Well, no, I know. He was the one person I did know about because I feel like the
press was everywhere.
At least the nasty things he had done and All kind of stuff.
Then the next Housewife headlines, and then we're going to take a little break. Larsa and Lenny's mistress go to the same restaurant, Carbone, on Friday night. To clarify, Larsa posted Instagram stories showing it was just two plates. Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay. So everyone's showing a picture, and it's Larsa walking into the restaurant with Michael Jordan's son, the guy that is her friend slash they're dating, whatever. There's kissing photos.
Marcus.
And then later on, I don't even want to say the girl's name because I don't want to give her any more attention, but Lenny's mistress is walking in.
Which looks like with another girl.
Yeah, we don't know if she's with Lenny. We don't know. I assume they would have gotten a picture of Lenny. I think she's just, Carbone is one of the most popular places in Miami. So they probably both were going there on a Friday night, the same way that I was at Craig's last night with Kyle for an early birthday dinner. And Nick Jonas was there. Ashley Benson was there. Yolanda's ex-husband was there. Oh, David Foster.
You will always see somebody there.
Yeah, like always. It's like I didn't go with any of them, but you could take a photo. I mean, let's start a rumor that I went with Nick Jonas.
Let's not.
But I think that's ultimately
the Daily Mail. They like to write stories like that.
Oh my gosh. The only other thing to report is Andy said he's going to be going, hopefully this weekend, to have a one-on-one with Jen Shah.
Yeah. Do you?
We haven't even really talked about this.
Let's take just a hot second to talk about that. Do you think, obviously she's going to get paid for that. Do you think that like she should even get that possibility?
Don't actually think she is going to get paid. There's something that it said that she can't do a book deal in her plea deal. My guess is she's solely doing it to like set her story
to put her foot in her mouth deeper.
Yeah. Like my guess is she is like, I'll do this for free because I need to be able to have the last say because I wasn't at the reunion and I wasn't here and it's all going to be talked about me.
Yeah, but she could have been at the reunion.
No.
She even said.
No, she couldn't have.
She said it was because it was prior to sentencing because she said her attorney told her not to go.
Because she can't talk about any of those things.
Okay, but her attorney's okay for her to go to.
Well, now she's already been sentenced. So now there's nothing she can say or
do
now.
There's no take backs.
Yeah, it's not like she can get herself in any more hot water. She's sentenced to 6.5. My guess is she'll end up getting 5.
Yeah. I just read that the Chrisleys are going on the 17th.
Yeah, I know. Recording. They're in for a lot more. But it's, I don't know. I think we've got a good year coming with Salt Lake once there's a change up. And I am a little bit curious what Meredith and Heather are going to do now that they're on islands alone.
Do we need Mary back?
I'm sure you love Mary, so
I do.
Even if
she was just a friend, I just would like to see a little Mary there.
I don't think Mary would come back as a friend.
You don't think so?
No, I think Mary's. I also, here's the thing: as much as it bothers me and makes me insane that Jen Shah's even getting this interview with Andy,
yeah, that's the word. Like, does she deserve it? Does she?
But also, what bothers me more is when a housewife runs and doesn't show up to reunion and doesn't do what they're required to do. Like at least, but granted,
at Lisa Vanderpump,
you said it, not me.
Yeah. There hasn't been too many. I can't think of too many housewives that just didn't show up to a reunion.
I can say this going back to like other housewives that haven't shown up to reunions. And this is different because, obviously, Adrienne Maloof, she had a surrogate. But I did IVF with Cruz, and I had never had that conversation with him. And recently, this just happened 3 days ago, which is why I'm sharing this story. Because you don't think about the conversations that you're going to have with your kids if in your mind it's just like, it is what it is.
Right.
But I couldn't imagine having that conversation on television. But we were sitting around just like having lunch, blah, blah, blah. And Cruz was like, Mommy, did you always know I was going to be a boy? Like, when did, because Slate goes, Mom thought I was going to be a boy, so she named me Slate and then decided if it was going to be a girl or a boy, she's going to name me Slate anyway. And I was like, yeah, that's right. And Cruz is like, what about me? And I'm like, well, no, I always knew you were going to be a boy. And he's like, how?
Oh,
and oops. I was like, okay.
How do I get myself out of this?
I was like, well, mommy couldn't get pregnant naturally with either you or Slate. So with Slate, I got something called inseminated. And so I had to wait until a certain amount of time to find out if she was going to be a boy or a girl. I'm like, with you. And then I was like, I haven't researched how to talk about this. I'm like, with you, it's like they pulled out the stuff from daddy and they pulled out the stuff from mommy and they put it in a little egg carton. And then they picked the healthiest ones and you were the healthiest. But we knew you were a boy before you already went into my belly. And he's like,
ew, gross, mom. Why did you even tell me that?
He goes, mom, should I talk to my friends about this? That was his first concern.
Nowadays, kids probably will know.
Yeah, he goes, do you think I should tell anyone about this? I'm like,
do you tell him you used one of these?
With him, I did not use a turkey baster, but with Slate,
I did. Do you know what this is?
Is that for you to pee?
Okay, so I'm very prepared. Like, if there was a war to come, you'd want to be around me. I think every step above and beyond. So I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to sit down to pee after surgery.
So you got this so you'd have a dinger?
Yes, this gives you a dinger. You put it on and you can I'm going to keep it. I didn't use it. That's, I'm putting my hand in there. I didn't have to use it. I was okay to sit down, but I'm like, yeah, this is a good road trip thing. Like if you have.
No, I have that I have it for Cruz. It's like a little thing and it looks almost like a hydro flask, but then this part pops up and he can just go to the potty in there. Cause he's the only one that can't hold it.
Yep.
You
can either just do it kind of squat and do it or you can stand up and have a wiener.
Oh, and then you can just the fact pee. That you get, between that and your wine cork belly button, things are really
things
taking
are go. Over. Yes, it's been.
We need to Tamara and Teddy on the road. We need to be in
some
sort of bus traveling all of our crazy antics. Let's do it. All right, let's take a little break and then we will come back and discuss all things Potomac.
Step into the world of power. Loyalty and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage. A 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so I have one question before we get into Potomac, and it's I will do my research before the next season of OC airs, but what is the biggest thing that Gretchen ever did to you that has put you in a place where you don't even go there?
The constant attack still 10 years later, but you know what? I just don't even want to give her attention. I haven't seen this woman in 10 years. People change in 10 years. She means nothing to me. I don't care. Just leave me alone. Go away. End of story.
All right. Well, we'll get into this further when Girls Trip starts airing. But now, now that we are on Potomac, okay, I have to say, thoughts on Potomac. Now that you've been out of the game for a couple, I don't know, three podcasts. What were your thoughts on Potomac?
Oh, my. Another trip to Mexico is what first came to my head. Mia pisses me off every single episode. I mean, I get pissed off more and more every single time I see her.
Mia sitting there in her office with the Post-its made me like think about, I was like, this is like me going to the bank with Monopoly money. Like, what the hell is happening here?
First of all, we're so much alike because I couldn't even concentrate on what she was saying because of all the blue Post-its all over. I'm like, what the hell?
I created Post-its. Have you watched Romy and Michelle? It honestly is like a fake created business, allegedly. I just didn't like that whole scene.
She really said she created Post-its?
No. Have you not seen Romy and Michelle?
No, I haven't seen
High School Reunion?
No.
Hold on. That's what you need to spend your time doing the rest of this afternoon.
I watched something last night. I don't even know what it's called. Oh, here. This is what it's called. My friend sent it to me.
If it's on a Post-it, I'm going to break up with you.
No, the Fleshmans are in trouble.
Oh, I heard that's really good.
Really good. No, it's a non-stick pad for my stomach.
Okay, so the show starts out with Charisse texted a video in their group chat of Karen and Mia dancing in Miami with Karen's boob out. Giselle brings it up to Robin, and she wants Karen and Charisse to make amends. Okay. These two are never making amends. They hate each other.
I know. And who gives a shit if Karen's boob was out?
I mean,
I don't.
But also Karen trying to say that she liked that her boob was out, but then Matt, it's like, you didn't like your boob. I personally know that if somebody posted my boob out, like granted, I posted my own boob out yesterday.
She posted it. I see what you're saying. She actually posted the video on Instagram.
It's one thing for me to like text you a video.
I thought I was thinking it was sent in a group text.
It was sent in a group text, but not with Karen. And then she posted it. Asking Karen's permission. Gotcha. And that's why Karen ultimately gets upset. She's like, listen, if it was funny, haha, you would text me like, gonna post this. This is hilarious. Right. But you did it behind my back. That's what I have a problem
with. That's some low-base bullshit.
Yeah. Like today, Kyle posted the video of me like drunk in Provence and she's like on the bed and they're yelling at Rinna. And I'm like, I want you to be talking about it. But like, we've all texted about it. It's a known thing that happened and we're all fine with sharing it. But if you're not all fine with sharing it, it's a weird thing.
Right. I agree.
Then we get into the part about Robin's wedding. And I have
the wedding that we keep talking about, but we don't know if we're going to see. And we don't know that there's going to be any guests. And I will say out of the entire little clip of them, her kids are so cute.
But I have a feeling her kids are more likely to wear those suits to their own wedding versus her
involved. I was thinking, wow, that's pretty, she's got a pretty, pretty fancy wedding for four people.
That guy's like, yes, I got made it on TV.
I love that making those suits were more important than making her own wedding dress.
No, she's, I mean, that being said, I can't imagine if you've already been married, you've already had to the same person. Like, we don't know because we've been married to new people. But if you're getting married to the same person, like some of that lack, like, I don't know that I'd care about. If Edwin and I were going to get married again, I don't know that I would care about having a white wedding dress.
Right. I had a pink one. Pale pink.
I know. You and Teresa. Yeah.
Well, yes, same designer.
Then we get to Mia and Jacqueline.
Mia and ejaculate. Is that what you just said?
Mia and ejaculate.
That's what we should call them.
They should just be ejaculate and ejaculate. get into an argument on the plane ride to Mexico about how they mother their children. Jacqueline says it takes a village to raise a family, but you wouldn't know nothing about that. And it sends Mia over the edge. When I watched it, I personally didn't think Jacqueline was putting Mia down for the way that she was raised. I think she was just saying, like, we're all doing the best that we can. We're trying to figure this out. And like that, I say that on my group chat with my mom friends. Like, we're like, this past Sunday when I went to Seattle with Cruz, like, I texted one of my best friends, Kelly. I'm like, hey, can you take Slate? She wants to go to the birthday party, but she's going to miss it if I'm gone and I don't want to babysit her. Like, It does take a village, and you all have each other's backs.
Well, I think, like, she's talking about a different type of village, like a village, like, you don't take care of your kids. You got nannies, you got, you know, drivers, you have this, you have that, and tutors, you're...
But I think what the way that Mia's making us feel like she's saying is that because Mia didn't have parents herself.
But didn't Jacqueline's parents take her in?
Yes.
Then have some gratitude, lady.
I personally, Mia, already I was freaking annoyed at Mia the second that Mia dropped Nini's catchphrase.
I have
is
that
the
down.
Opposite of iconic. Like,
it's cringe. Keep your legs closed to married men. It's like, it would be like Kyle going on there and saying, like, I don't know, is your ass jealous of the shit that comes out of your mouth?
Yeah, it'd be, or like that's Kyle going opinion. On there and being like, yeah. Goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye. It just cringe.
Not just cringe, but like, we all know you brought her. Sometimes when friends come on, they aren't brought on through somebody. But this relationship has been a long-term relationship. Yeah. This has been your entire life. Her mother took you in, and now
you had nobody, right?
Yeah, and now because she's getting some attention from the other girls and has a likable, to me, Jacqueline does have a likable quality.
I agree with you.
I'd rather hang out with Jacqueline than Mia.
Yep.
But you see Jacqueline's, and she doesn't say it because she can't break the fourth wall, but you see when she says something along the lines of, like, you sold your soul to the devil. And what I think she means by that is you're choosing this television show over our entire relationship now. And that's when she can't stop crying.
Well, when Mia says to her, like, I don't want to break bread with Satan, referring to Jacqueline, it's like, Satan, really?
She's been mean to her the whole time.
She's just mean. She's always mean lately. And she's got to turn it around. She's going to lose all her fans.
I can't decide if she's trying sometimes to be funny. But what I can say is the way that Candace consoles Jacqueline, even though she didn't particularly even like Jacqueline, shows how Candace would probably be whether the cameras were or weren't around.
I like Candace a lot. Except for she's got some zingers of one-liners, too.
I mean, she's the, you know, the...
She brought her forehead today.
Yeah, I mean, she's the queen of body shaming and all of that.
Because she got the perfect body.
Yeah, but I do think that, like, when somebody's struggling, she went over there and was like, Mia, help your friend. You brought this girl on. Help.
And she sat there and laughed. Mia was, like, smirking and laughing as Jacqueline was over there crying. And I'm like, oh, shit.
No, it really bothered me because you can tell they've had kind of a codependent relationship for years. And then she brings her on the show. I think she hoped that she was going to flop, but I think the other women were just so happy that she seemed somewhat reasonable. But I feel like she broke Jacqueline's
heart. But it's so weird because it's like her family took in Mia when she was little, but now as they're older, it's kind of like Mia looks down at her.
Well, she looks at her like she is staff.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
Staff.
Like, so much better. Like, she's just looking down at her.
I get you the car. I get you. Like, even the way she talks to her husband is like, you work for me. You do this. You do that. And it's like,
sit down.
We don't believe any of this with your 42 post-it. Like, we both have businesses. The last time I took out 47 post-its and taped them around my desk.
Don't make me laugh. It hurts.
Was fucking never. Like, yes, like occasionally I'll pull out a highlighter pen because I'm
Tuesday
old school.
Never.
But 18 post-its and being like, sign up for event. Oh, you're not going to attend? I have a birthday. It reminded me of like the Grinch. You know when the Grinch is like over the top? Ugh, she freaking bugs.
Stop. Don't.
She really. Mia is on my shit list right now.
Oh my God.
Also on a list that I didn't want to be on was any of those outfits going to the airport.
I can't remember them.
I
can't remember them. I have to think back. One outfit does stand out to me, which I actually did like, but I don't think it's an airport outfit. I don't think Karen's orange dress. They're like cuffed and kind of.
Yeah, that was dinner. No.
Yeah, that must have been dinner. Okay.
I need you to go. If you guys are listening and you haven't watched Potomac yet, I need you to just watch.
How bad? It was it as bad as my new BravoCon?
Worse
than your Napa one, that tan one where I took a video of you and said, this is what giving up looks like.
Yeah, like at least like where, you know, your knees make a little like crevice in your sweats and then just like you have knees that aren't actually there. But it's way worse. Like they are in the most ridiculous outfits. It was not the best.
Oh gosh, now I'm gonna have to go back and look.
I can't believe you did not notice the airport outfits. I was crying. I was kind of
confused about the airport. I got pissed off because Cancun Airport is where my designer bags got stolen out of that airport. So,
know who I'm starting to fall for?
What?
Know who I'm starting to fall for?
Who?
Wendy. I like her now.
I like Wendy too.
I did, and you know how I felt at the beginning of the season.
I know.
Wendy and Ashley reacting to the fight between Charisse and Karen. It's as if they're just at the movie theater having popcorn. Like they're having these huge reactions. Karen, do you think Karen was just like, I want the dinner to end, so I'm going to totally lose my mind?
I think Karen always looks like that.
I mean...
But the beauty of Housewives is that you can love, you're only as good as that week's episode, and you can fall in love with somebody and you can dislike them the next week. And, you know, sometimes it takes certain people to grow on you, but we're all just doing our best here, Teddy.
You know, I think, speaking of doing the best, I think if only these women had used the little gift that Ashley got them,
they'd have bigger smiles.
We wouldn't be in the situation we are at the ending of this episode.
You are right. You are right.
Hook yourselves up. Figure it out.
But that one, that shaman, you know, goes around, blows smoke up their ass, and then, okay, hug, bye.
Yeah, well, he didn't even say anything. At least Miami shaman made everybody emotional. What was happening there?
It was very weird. Hold your hands, kumbaya. Let me blow some smoke up your ass with the feather, and goodbye.
Yeah, and then... we didn't get as much from Giselle as we normally get. She tries to give a little bit. She's giving backstory about what's going on with her medical stuff. Then she talks about sex, all of it. I don't know. I feel like Potomac has always been my favorite. And now we're 2 weeks into Miami beating Potomac in my mind.
I agree.
Potomac,
how many more episodes do they have? Do you know?
I don't know, Tamara.
Anywhere
but iHeart? I don't know.
Are you kidding?
Hi, Bravo. Shooting you a text. How many episodes are left?
You never know. They sometimes send that like Jill Zarin, they sent her in Ultimate Girls Trip. The last minute, nobody knew. She just showed up.
I don't know anything about anything like that. But I do have one last question before we finish out this episode. Have you ever brought a friend onto Housewives that is actually a very, very close friend? Like somebody Heather Gay would say, ride or die.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Who?
Brought them on. You mean as a housewife or just brought them on the film?
No, as a friend. No, a full friend of, not just to a party.
You mean...
Other than this season, is there anybody you've been so close with, like one of your best friends that has come on the show because of you?
No. I think that I had Fernanda, who was a friendly, but not like close friend. She came on as a friend and that didn't work out. Lovely girl, but it didn't work out. She's a fitness trainer, a rockin' bod from Brazil. We became friends and... Anyway, long story, didn't work out. Still talk to her.
My point is rarely is a friend of as close as Mia and Jacqueline should be. And the fact that you're willing to throw your entire relationship of a friendship away for this show is very different than like me being a friend of Dorit's, who I met in one music class.
Right.
You right. see what I'm saying?
Like, no, I see what you're saying. Most of my friends that are very, very close to me will film with me one time.
Yeah, but they're
and
not.
And then they're like, I'm never doing that again. Don't ask me to do it. I have a really good friend. She would be perfect for the show. Perfect. And she's filmed a couple times, but she stays either behind the camera or.
No, it's. You're it's like you're in the shadows when you're there, and it's very bizarre. If you're not in the mix, it's like you're standing on the outside, and then there's no music, and
there's no music. There's a lot of, can you go over there so we can get this angle of not you?
Yeah. Anybody but you.
And you know, everybody that's like, oh my God, I'm going to a filming a party for housewives, they hair and their makeup done, and then you know, you'll see like they're
one on. Second and you're like,
yeah. So my hair, you know Michelle, girl.
I love Michelle.
So many, it's a running joke because she's done quite a few people on the show and she's filmed quite a few times. She's like, every single time, all they get is my arm, and she's got a whole sleeve of tattoos. So she knows it's her arm. That's all they get. The back of my head or my arm.
Yeah. It is what it is. No, I have at my baby shower at Dorit's, whatever that room was, my friend Kelly sat there and honestly like scooted her. She was next to Kim Richards. And they like asked Kelly to move and she was like, and then she just like watched it like it was a movie. Like you just saw her face. She's like,
oh my God.
Possible. But yeah, that was Potomac for us. That is the housewife headlines. I have missed you, Tam. We have Salt Lake coming up. What else do we have? We have Salt Lake.
Salt Lake on Wednesday, right? They're the season finale, right?
Is it the season finale?
If it's not, it's the next one. But I've been a little loopy when I've been watching these shows. So
also, we must have invited Whitney to host some Orange Counties because she texted me yesterday and she's like, "Hey, checking in. When are we recapping OC?" And I was like,
"Say Miami on Thursday."
I was like, I don't know when it starts airing. We'll reach out.
I'm telling you honestly, there's been so many rumors about when it's going to air and. The cast that we do not know.
Have you even seen a trailer?
No. But that's not unusual. I feel like I see the trailer the day everybody else sees a trailer.
Fine. The last thing I'm going to ask: am I going to like you or not?
You're gonna have your ups and downs with me, Teddy Joe. You're gonna have some ups and downs. Alcohol was not my best friend.
Well, that completes.
Some laughs. There's some cries.
Completes today's episode of Two Teas in a Pod.
Oh my gosh. I
found some disappointing news, and I'm sure you guys did as well. It's the end of a friendship.
What?
Me and you.
It's the end of a friendship?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, God. I thought you were going to tell me somebody else died. I'm like, no, who now?
No one.
Our friendship died. That's who died.
Our friendship after episode 4.
Oh my God. You'll like me episode 1, 2. 3 might be a little spicy.
Will the people that are really messy like you episode 3? Or you're. Like you.
Yeah. No, it's not like that. No, I don't have those type of moments where I'm like over here with scissors trying to somebody's back. But, you know, I say the hard things. I say the things nobody wants to say. I say the things that they're quite obvious. Elephants in the room, whatever. I say it and I start this conversation. So sometimes you get it.
You get it. All right. Well, I'm excited.
Kicked right in the ass.
We will be here later this week to discuss Salt Lake finality, it is, and Miami, which is my personal favorite.
My favorite too.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Mark your calendars for the 2nd annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.